whole new sugya, completely new beginning. This sim is going to go much faster than Pesayin. Much, much faster. And I can do it in 2 days. Pesayin took 2 weeks. And I can do this in 2 days. But Blineta, we never commit ourselves to anything firm. But it's much more localized and relatively less complex Indian. Rabosai, the Mishnah says on Av Kuf Dalim at base. Ha'of Ole Magvino al Ashulchan Ve'eno Nechal Diver Beishamet Yisalomim Lo'olo V'lo Nechal Rav Yossi Zuk Mikuli Beishamet Mikhumer Beishilu Beis Ashulchan Amru Beshulchan She'ochal Olof Ale Beshulchan She'sodar Olof Asatav Shel No Sein Zeh Betzad Zeh Ve'eno Choshish. So begins the sugya with this Mishnah on that Kuf Dalit Amud Beis, a whole new Indian, Rabosa. Now, you may recall that in the Gemara, just before the Mishnah, describes a similar issue. Also, lahalos and magvina al shulchan. Right. This is we have over here. You may not have oaf on the shulchan. So too, and the Mishnah Kuf Gimel Amud Beis called Abasar also levasha b'cholof chutz mipsa dogav v'chagavim. Also lahalos magvina al shulchan. So we have a Mishnah over here on Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. Also lahalos al shulchan. We have a Mishnah on Kuf Dal Amud Beis. Also lahalos. What's the difference? Before talking about basar, you were talking about what? You're both saying about what? Oaf. Let's analyze a little bit what this is all about, why it's usher, and then we'll be able to proceed to the Rishona. The Gemara on Kuf Dalam and Beis before the Mishnah, and describing the issue of the previous Mishnah, why you can't put something on the Shulchan. This Gemara we saw once before already. The Gemara says about the sixth line, Kuf Dalam and Beis, Havel Hocha. You can put oaf. Now they're talking about oaf. Why the Mishnah is talking about basar? Because the Gemara had enough kufdalim and alf the last few lines. Amar Rav Yosef, shmamina psarof b'cholav d'oraisa. What does that mean? Because the Gemara is discussing earlier oaf, not oaf. They want to introduce oaf as well. So the pilpul is found over here is b'sarof b'cholav d'orayis, and now we already saw three shittas. B'sarof b'cholav is d'orayis, b'sarof b'cholav is rabbanan, b'sarof b'cholav is mutter. We also have Glili. In his place they actually cook chicken with milk. Oh, believe it or not, right? So the three opinions. So the Gemara is saying over here the Yisak adayach the rabbanan Achila guf exer, but a nigzer halal to achila. This is a famous sugya of gzeru l'gzeru. Okay, so Rashi says Shema mina and kuf dal manaf or towards the bottom. Mid the aser of bahalal, b'shem gzeru sachila. Shema mina, iser achila didei mid the raisa, v'lo k'ravashi. Ravashi is the one who said that it's an iser mid the rabbanon. Okay. So it's a machlokas. So in this discussion, the Gemara on Kuf Dalim at Beis says, "Yishara said lasuki of a gvina, also lasuki basur gvina, umechel basur b'chol of the rice, maske flerav sheisha sof tzonen b'tzonenu." Worst case scenario, it's salami with a slice of salami and a slice of cheese. It's all there. Rabbanan. No. So mi'alav ilfus roseach. Ay, cliche. No, ilfus rishon. So the simple pshat in the Gemara, Rabosai, is in fact lo gazrinon gzeru l'gzeru, and the gzeru over here is, as Rashi explains, gzeru v'sher yala b'sar beheima im agvina betoch ilfus roseach d'havalei bishul. Rashi may mean on a simple level that the gzeru is your fate is going to come to bishul. You'll bring your frying pan and put on some a little trivet, put it on the table you're eating on, and you're going to take some cheese and put it in the frying pan on top of the schnitzel. So that would be the rabbanon because of oaf. You put it on top of the salami that you're frying in the frying pan. That would be a shava daraisa. That's how the Gemara's pashup shot. Lo gazrina gzera l'gzera. Here is the gzera to a daraisa mamish. Mamish. Because you're afraid, you put on one, you put on the table, you have some piece of chicken and a piece of cheese. Next thing you know, whoop, you'll take the cheese and put it on the frying pan, which has salami in it. All one big zer, kulachal zer. That's how Rashi seems to understand. Fine. Open the Shulchan Aruch, Rabosai. Quotes the Rambam. Different. Perek Simen Peches, Sif Aleph. Not like Rashi. Shulchan Aruch is coming from the Rambam. Totally different. Afilu b'sachayev ha'ov osu la'loso al shulchan ha'shochol av gvina. Why? Shelo yovo la'ochlem yachad. What? What? It's against the Mefurash Gemara. The Gemara's the Gzeiros, what are you afraid about? No, Rabbi said, what did Gemara say? You're going to put it on a Nilfus Rishon. And here they go out of the Shulchan Aruch, and the Rambam says, Shelo, what's going on over here? Bein ha'shalaylum. So the Taz already starts jumping over here. Afal peace of Kotn Aleph. What is the answer? The Gemara, Arminon, the Bichai Gavna, Gazrina, Gzeru, Gzeru. What? That's not how Rashi learned. That's not how Rashi learned. What's he talking about? So the Prima Gaudim on this task. Sivkot Nav Mishpat Sozov. Kosev Atas. The Begumora Arminon, the Gazrin, and Xero, the Xero, Kai Gavn. Alosh and Megumgum. Chodo. The Havel of the Mema, the Besar Ov. Inami Derech Bishel. Bohavikim de Rabbana. The old, the Begumora, the Arminon, the Kai Gavn, the Gazrin, and Xero, the Xero. Adrava. Rashi Pirish, the Bishop Hochi, Labai Gazrin and Halo. Otu Halo, Vachila Bemehema. To Chod Xero. Taloso Haina Machila Shavada Yochal. It's not clear what Rashi meant. He still seems that Rashi meant an Easter of Achila, could be even an Easter Bishul. Anyway, in either event, Hurak Chodek Zera and Ilfus Roseach Hochinu. The Gazrin and Halot to Allah Bilfus Roseach Psar Behema. Rebbeinu Shalom. Look in Lecha Mishnah Perek Tes and Macholas Asuras Halacha Chof. Okay. Yes, it's cash. Vatura mechaber nukloshon and Rambam. Shelo yavo leochlo. Vefarshim shelo kedivrei Rashi. Rabosai. Here we have a klora machlekes between the Rambam and Rashi. Rashi learns there's no gzera l'gzera. It's one big gzera. Otu, you're going to put it in the frying pan kli rishon, which can be put on the table, presumably with b'sar behema. Fine. That's sheet. That's Rashi. How did Rambam learn? Adabaye omar kai gavna gazvina gzera l'gzera. You know why? Keva the lo bodel mine, the chol achod ba'ape navshe shori. Wow. He's saying a pshat that really it is a gzera l'gzera. Normally where that goes a gzera l'gzera. But if it's a situation where it's very, very likely it's going to come to a violation, we all go a gzera l'gzera. That's what the Rambam seems to have understood. What's a machlokas between Rambam and Rashi? Fine. Good. Narabosai. If you look on the Ran, let's take a look on the Ran Rabosai on this Mishnah. Please turn. We discuss this issue. Is it a gzera l'gzera? Is it kulachad gzera? And if it's a gzera l'gzera, why do we don't we have a general rule? We don't make gzera l'gzera. Take a look in the Ran. It's page Kuf Zayin or Lamed Zayin of an Aleph in the old print. Thank you. So commenting on the second Mishnah, Ha'of Ola Magvina al Shulchan. It's column 2 in our print, Asas Ha'of. In the old print, it's Hanoder. After Hanoder, it starts the word Ha'of. The Kasabi, the Pesarov, the Rabbanan. Why? If you're not gonna go there, halo, the gzera of achila will not survive either. Sounds like he's saying, in this particular case, it goes from gzeiro to gzeiro. So it sounds like. Take a look back at our Tosfos on Daf Kuf Dalet Amud. Let's see. Tosfos Amud Al Kuf Dalet Amud Al. When we not tame look as you gzeiro to gzeiro. No, become a makomos amal higufa gzeiro and an nekem nixa gzeiro to gzeiro. We never heard such things here. We know it. Yeah. V'yesh mekomos no, the guys rinon gzer l'gzer. Yesh mekomos nami the guys rinon gzer l'gzer. V'lo chashinon ein ledamos gzeros chachomim zulazu. The mekomos shashas medam. So Tos sounds like he's saying it's a nihilist. It's not such rule as ein gaz lo gaz rinon. Except for the Gemara asks the kasha. If they take the Tos kipshuto, then there's no rules. I said you can't think you're out of business. Could be that there is some kind of a rule. The rule is that, as we saw in the Ran, that if it's very likely that if you don't have these two gzeres, it's going to be Nisa Gomer, Nisa Daraisa, at the end of the day, they are, in effect, goes at what we call in our language, a gzera l'gzera. Sometimes they refer to it as kulacha l'gzera, but other than that, otherwise not. Fine. This is the Shaila. Narabosai. The Lecha Mishnah seems to say that what goes a gzera l'gzera, because it's going to come to a daraisa, it's very common. So it's very, we saw it in the Rana, a similar svara, lo bodl minei, all these various svaras. Very good. Now, Rabosai, if we have a Shulchan Aruch open in front of us, let's see that this issue goes beyond Simen Peches, actually extends all the way to Simen Tzadiches. Wow. We're far from that. We're not going that fast. Yes, sir.
How does the Rambam everyone else reading a lot?
You're saying the Pashup Shah thing was like Rashi.
Yeah.
Rashi also has the Pashup Shah. And this must be Kul Gzerakas. That's what Rashi learned. The Rambam said no. We'll have four different ways how the Rambam read the Gemara. The first we just mentioned before, the Lecha Mishnah is Pshat in the Rambam. I don't have a Rambam here. I left my Rambam behind. They don't have a Rambam in this room? No. So we'll have to say more or less about Pep that the Lecha Mishnah explains that it is a, even if it is Xero L'Xero, it is very, very common in that kind of a case, there will go as Xero L'Xero. Tos himself, as we saw, makes this point. That's why he's going to jump shot in the Gemara. We'll come back to the details later on. Turn to Simen Tzadiches. We're very far from Simen Tzadiches. Take a look in the Taz. Simen Tzadiches. End of Sivkot and Hay. The very interesting din in Simen Tzadiches. Very interesting din. The din is that if it's a very important din, very important din. We read the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tzadiches, Siv Beis, after the Ramah. Avol Misarev v'she'en omino v'nishpach v'inin she'en yechol namad olav l'sharo. We're not sure if it's shishim or not. Afilu noda shehoya rubo heter osur. Why? Tam ki ika doraisa, sveika doraisa l'chumra. Two, three word phrases. Let's read again. Tam ki ika doraisa, sveika doraisa l'chumra. Very nice. Very nice. Okay. Commenting on this, the Taz goes on the next part of the Shulchan. It was very complicated. We're not into it right now. But towards the end of this Taz, Sivkot and Hay makes the following comment. Kosev b'Torah schatas klal pehei. B'shem isev et ha'oruch klal ha'mezayim. I forgot to bring it in. I have three svarim that he took from the this medrash, each of which is very important. One is this sefer called the Torah's Chatas, written by the Ramo himself. The second is the Isur Veheter HaOruch, that is quoted very often in the Ramo by an author we're not exactly sure who wrote it. You look in the introduction, you'll see. And the third sefer, something called the Sharei Dura. The Sharei Dura is written by Rav Yitzchak Midura, who is quoted as being a Talmud of the Marami Wittenberg. It says on the first page. Each of these three svarim was printed separately, now in fairly new print. It used to be in the old illegible print. And I have it for you if you need it, because this is a quoted time after time after time. On the Sharei Dura, there are Hagos, a number of them. The most famous one is Hagos Sharei Dura from the Maharai. The Maharai is Rabbi Yisrael Isserlin, author of Trumas Hadesh. These are the real svarim that the Ramo borrowed from, the Yisavet Aruch and the Sharei Dura with the Magos Marai, and the Sefer, well, he wrote himself the Torah Schatas. On the Torah Schatas is a Sefer called the Minchas Yaakov. These are names we've quoted already. I'm just giving you a bleed in one day's bringing those svarim, you can take a look. What did it say in the Torah Schatas from the Yisavet Aruch? Afilu im nafal cholov lebosar ov shubad rabbonon v'nishbach osu. Hold the time, Kiga Dorais. Pia. You have a question whether it's 60 times or not. But refer to chicken soup. Right? Talking to chicken soup or chicken. Chicken and milk get mixed in. And that's if the chicken is more than 1/6 or less than 1/60. That's the Rabbanon. If it spills out, we're machna. Why time Kiga Dorais? The Mamahani is a time Kikaru. I feel that we can be in. Lo habi elisa the rabbanon v'imasha tovus action to the pesar b'chol the rabbanon. Rebbeinu shalelo. Uve'eves lo kasa bisa v'het aruch b'zeh shud the rabbanon k'mosh hetik torah schatas v'shvo. Not true. Nimtza shu means bisa v'het aruch. Kasa v'zelam and the svirulei pesarof b'chol pesarof habidor raisa v'chein kasa u'behed yeklal mem dinvav. Question that becomes, so why did Ramo say what he said? Come and go, ain mizet tfisa la Ramo. The efsha shebenusach shalo, v'yisavet ha'aruch, ha'yakosav king. And you find a tshuva to Ramo, simen kuflamed beis, kosav emidi achrina, shebenusach shalo, v'yisavet ha'aruch, ksav yad, lo ha'yakosav k'no shubinit posim. There are different kisva yad of yisavet ha'aruch, fine. Hashat tzorach iyan, the mashakosav hol v'tam kikad ha'raisa. Name is a klum, Rebbeinu Shalom. If Psar Of Bechol of Mamash is the Rabbonim, how can it be the people of time Kikah Darais? It's ridiculous. Avol Nira the Shabbat Kamar Ramo. Why? Look at this now. The Kevin the Matzino Bebasa Bechol of Shasu Chachamim Chizuk the Reim Kishal Torah Mamash Kegon Linyan Achilas Gvina Achar Basar. We'll get to Mitzvah later this week. V'chemes in Beis, Yesh Machmir Shemevi Ramah. V'chem Reshem in Peches, Aranyin. L'inyan, L'halos of Al Shulchan. V'lo Chashvina L'gzeiro L'gzeiro. Asugya. V'amoko, V'imash Yisra B'per Kol HaBasar. The Gzeiro L'gzeiro Havi B'zekim O Gzeiro Achas. Al-Kain, Gamba Zeroi L'hachme B'Ov. Zera otu nishpach v'psar behema. Wow. Somehow there's something unique about chicken. That chicken is considered to be one zera. Not since it's drabon, somehow oaf breaks the rules. And the question, of course, becomes why does oaf break the rules? Why does oaf break the rules? So, in order to understand this, Rabbi Osai, why oaf breaks the rules, we have to understand the gzera of oaf in the first place. We said there are three sheets by oaf. Rabbi Yosef Glitz says, come on, why not? Why not? There's nothing to do with meat. Oaf? Chicken? Chicken's like fish. Chicken's like fish. Nothing. Nothing. That's Rabbi Yosef Glitz. Others say no. So the Raisa. We have the middle view. It's the Rabbonim. Open your Ein Mishpat Amole, which I hope you, either you have or your next door neighbor has or your computer has. And one of three choices. page Vav in our print, in Mishpat Amolei, column 2, paragraph 5, Perek Tes, in Machos Asuris, Halacha Dalet. You got to get it one way or the other. The computer, or your neighbor's Oz Vahadah. You can also bring in Rambams if you want. I don't want to Matriach you, but it's Kedai sometimes that. Both sides, look, you can take us Gemara, it's okay. Is the Mishpat Amolei in the back, Perek Tes, Halacha Dalet, in the Rambam. V'chein, Psachaya Va'of, Bein B'cholov Chaya, Bein B'cholov Behema, Ein Osa B'achila Men HaTorah, V'chumutu Levashlo, U'mutu B'ano. We saw this already back in Pei Zayin Aleph. V'osa B'achila Men Divrei Sofrim. You know why? A whole Arichas in Rambam. K'dei Shelo Yifshu'u Ha'om, V'yavou Lidei Isu B'osa B'cholov Shel Torah, V'yochlu B'sar Behema Tahora B'chala Behema Torah. Why? Why? Look at this amazing Rambam. Sharei ein mashma hakosuv ela gedi b'chalev imo mamish. Lefichach asru kol basar b'chalev. Wow. We're afraid the guy is going to be a karoi. Lo sevash gedi b'chalev imo. It has to be a goat. And it has to be its own mother. If you want to be a literalist. Right? That's what we're afraid about. Gal makes such a terrible mistake. So in order to prevent this mistake from happening, we are forced to go to the other extreme and prohibit chicken, which resembles meat, because otherwise people are going to make a mistake. So Basar Of, Becholov is a unique Zera. The Rambam has a whole Arichas Dvarim to prevent the terrible mistake from happening. Calls it Midivrei Sofer. It's a different than all other Derabbanans. The Rambam has many other Derabbanans over here. Many. Take a look at Halacha Vav. Halacha Vav. We're saying Halacha Vav. Hamavashel basar b'mecholov. Right? He says it's potter, which means asur, vein aloka. Didn't give any long explanations. No long explanations, Halacha Vav. Nothing. Halacha Zayin. Hamavashel, he says, shulya or, etc. Potter, means it's asur. No long explanations. Here it's different, Rabosai. There, Rabosai, it's a real meat and real milk. All right, the milk is watered down a little bit. The meat is a different part of the meat. Here, it's like fish. Whoa, a bird is like fish. Come on, guys. A bird is it's not meat. It should be treated like fish. Rabbi Yosef really ate it. Must be pshat, Rabosai. Must be pshat that this is why Chazal have a totally different attitude towards Psarov Pecholov than to any other Gzeirah D'Rabbanan. More lenient and more strict. On one end, it's more lenient. In what way is it more lenient? Because we saw Rabosai, open up Shulchan Aruch. We saw Rabosai in Simen Pei Zayin Sif Aleph. I mean, we're finished, but we're still going back. We're allowed to go back. Flashbacks. Good review. Simen Pei Zayin, Ramah, Sif Aleph, opening Sif. What does Ramah say? What is it? He says, Kol basar b'cholov, she'eino osa min haTorah, muter b'hano. Mamish, muter b'hano. What's he talking about? He's talking about, presumably, Of. Of. But the Bishul also, Bishuta. Okay, that's on the one in Siv Aleph. Take a look, if you will, in Siv Vav. In Siv Vav. Siv Vav. What's that in Siv Vav? Rabbi, so look at Siv Vav. Whole bunch of other Derabbanan de Gedinim, Bishuta. Mechalov, Chalov Mesa, Chalov Zachar, etc., etc. Potter, right? This is it's Potter in these kind of situation. Okay, it's Potter. Is it Mutter? Doesn't say it's Mutter. Rabbi Vega, ask the Kasha. Take a look at Rabbi Vega on Siva. Kashali, the Maishnab Sarchaya Va'ov, the Shari Bibishul Vahano, Sif Aleph, Kevin Shudirabonah. Hachinami Mecholov. Mechalav is also the Rabbanon. What's the difference, Rabbosai? For Isi, the Teferis, the Moshe, who's one of the Gedolei Olam, who Rabbi Akiva quotes very, very frequently, Shekosel the Chalik, Tahani, the Hocha, Shehem, Min Mine, Behema, Tahora, Shenes, and Midaraisa, Rabbosai. The Min is the Behema Torah, which is also Midaraisa. Even though it's watered down milk, it's some kind of a hard meat, but the min, take it, the exception to that is chicken. Chicken is not a min, which is asa midaraisa. Therefore, the Chazal never asked hano a bishul when it comes to chicken. So, see, chicken, Rabbi Osai, on the one hand, is more lenient than anything else. On the other hand, Rabbi Osai, it's more strict than anything else. Why is it more strict than anything else? Because we're afraid of the mistake. Back to Siman Tzadiches. We were in Siman Tzadiches before. We read the Taz at the end of Sivkot and Hay. Now we see the Shach. The Shach on both sides. In Sivkot and Zion. Siman Tzadiches, Sivkot and Zion. He quotes the same Ramon Torah's Chattas. He's a Veheter. Even if it's Psar Oaf. Tam Kika. Tamua! Tamua, it's the Rabbanon. Sveka the Rabbanon Lekula. What's going on over here? What's going on over here? That's the Kash of the Shach against the Rambo. What's happening over here? He says, if you look carefully, it's the Vetar, you see the Harav, the Rambo, Lo Kivin Yafin. Didn't get it right. Zelashon Hashem. Im Nishbuchu Hamayim Shebikdeiro, Lacha Nefilas Yisra, the Suffolk, Im Hayashem Shishim, Mitchilolo, Kosa Bismak. Shinogan Kirabein Tam, the Tam Ki Ika Doraisa Vidonin Bisfegal Lechumra. Alright, this we know. Tam Ki Ika Doraisa, Svega Doraisa Lechumra. So far, so good. Now, Vafilu Nofal Cholov Litavshil Shabsarov, the Ein Chiluk. What does that mean? Ozalatame, the Bsarov for Cholov is Doraisa. Avalamai the Kaimalav, Reshim and Pezayin. Sarof v'chol is the Rabbanon. Pshita de tol in kan lahakel. How can it be? The answer is no. No. The Ramah is right. We treat chicken mamish like meat. Because if we make any difference whatsoever in this respect, we're afraid that people are going to make a mistake. So oaf is paradoxical. In some ways it's more kal. We know it's a different kind of a min. And therefore, they were permitted at Bishul of Ahana. On the other hand, it's more chamur, as we see over here, Safek Shishim, where Machmeron, even though ultimately it is a din, the Rabbana. And this works to explain a difficult Taz. Take a look at the Taz in Simon Tzadi, Sivkoton Yud Beis. I have to tell you in advance, we had Marmakomas and Peches and Peites, which we're starting today. Peizayin took us the first 2 weeks. Tzadi, we're likely to skip. Doesn't mean we're not going to come back, come see it here and there. Because Tzadi is Dinei HaKchal. Unless there's somebody in this room who plans to eat an udder. If you have plans, let me know. We'll do Siman Tzadi. If not, we're not going to learn it inside because it's very complicated. But we will be gnashing, as I say, in Siman Tzadi here and there because a lot of things there are very, very important. For example, right over here. Taz Sivkoton Yud Beis. Siman Tzadi. Siman Tzadi. The Ramos at the end of Siv Gimel, Rabbi Osai. Larminan Kovash Kimavushal Bechihai Gavna. Why? Because Chol of Shkuta is the Rabbanon. Chal is Chol of Shkuta. It's in the other. The milk was discovered after the slaughtering of the calf. Logazu Be Rabbanon Bitsonein. Loma kovash kimavushal. What's going on? Zera l'xera. Chal is the Rabbana. And kovash is the Rabbana. The double the Rabbanon, we can be makel. Chiddush. Tomati al pekodesh yomakein. Writes the Taz and halfway through Sivkot and Yud Beis. Lesa b'zeh b'sh'ar b'osar b'kovash b'chol av shchuta. The Iker Ayisra Mishum Gzera the Basar B'Cholav B'Yalma for B'Kovash Kimavushal Afilu B'Shar B'Asar B'Cholav Ben HaTorah Shari Plus the Torah rak derech bishul. When the Rabbanan goes ruah. Have the gzeira the gzeira. Bechalav shchuto. Uminolan the mixer make gzeira the gzeira. Vechen nir das ramokan. Shlo hetik liyisa b'shav b'sarkovish bechalav shchuto. Even though Torah schadas he quoted it. He said no, left it out. It's a gzeira the gzeira. Taz a gzeira the gzeira. Correct the dogma miravava. Rabbi will say, "You all have it. You all have it. It should be right there in your side of your Gemara." I have it. It's what's called Otsa Mefarshim. Some of you may have it. The old pages. It says dogma miravava plain. Uladvarav claims the dogma miravava. Besar ov shulgam ken the rabbanon. Gam ken in onechal b'kavah shemalicha. It's gzeira l'gzeira. But it can't be. It's against the Mefarshim Gemara. Then can kasha uvda the bagozo the nafal bekada lo shari rabbi chinana elimitam the necha machas milcho chulin kuf yud beis amin aleph lachen divri ataz tamuim. Take a look for a minute. Kuf yud beis in the Gemara amin aleph, you'll see the kasha the yes against the tax. Take a look. Kuf yud beis amin aleph. The 10th line. Hu bagoza, which is a duck, oaf. The nafal akada, the kimcha, fell into milk. Sharye. What do you mean? Why you make on the shayla? Well, it was nechabachas milcho, and it was chai, a whole bunch of different reasons why it's mut. In some cases, it's in fact also. Rebbeinu shalala. Should be a gzera l'gzera. Oaf and kavush. You see that this gzera l'gzera in fact is prohibited. It's the kasha that he asks the dogel meravava. Is he klar? It's prohibited. Not only that, the gerbe kiveger right over here and Simon Sadi again on this taz, he asks a different question. Gzera l'gzera. Ho achronim hikshu. Why? Besar oaf. It's rabbanim if you cook it in milk, mamish. And what else? Malicha. Malicha korsech is rabbanon. Wow. This is a tremendous kash. Wow. The answer is, Rabosai, that oaf is unique. Oaf is unique because they're afraid you're going to make a mistake. Also, chizuk kishel Torah. If you take a look at Rabosai in the Yad Avraham, right over in the same place, Yad Avraham. In Ken Havel Exeira Exeira, Baal No Dabi Yehuda B'Seva Dogam Beravava Kosev Olav the Ludvar B'Sar Oaf Shugam Ed Rabbanon. And an Ezra Makavish of Licha against the Mefurish Gemara Kuf Yud Beis Tumuin Vinela Mimenu. Excuse me, Rabbi Yehuda, you forgot for the moment what we just saw earlier. What Mashakosu Vataz Tzadiches Hey? We saw it before. The Mechalik Beim Besar Ov the Gazu Ben Otu Behema Asu Chizik the Devarim Kshel Torah V'Lochosh V'Gzeir L'Gzeir Mashenge B'Shal De Rabbanan K'Gon Mimimino. The Taz already asked this question against himself. And he said that chicken is unique. It's unique. It's different than all other Rabbanans. Different. Oh. On this basis, Rabbi Osai, in the Megillah Sefer, goes through all this, there's a following fast and Ipsak. I'm having a milchik meal, Rabbi Osai, and I also happen to have an onion, and this onion was sliced with a fleshic knife. But not up to that yet, Father. But what's an onion called in our lingo? What's it called? The bacharif. You cut it with a knife, a flesh. What does the onion become in effect? Fleshic. How can it be on the same table as cheese? The answer is, Rabbi Osai, the answer is, it's exer or exer? The onion that you cut with a fleshik, a knife, it's not mamish fleshik. It's in the rabbanon. Aye, but by oaf, We do have this quote, Xeo the Xeo. Hope is unique. Hope is unique. Different. There is a leniency about Oph. The next Gemara, Oph, Ugvina, Necholim, Be'apikorin, and that requires an explanation. Why is there any leniency about Oph, which does not seem to apply when it comes to Bosa? That's a bit of a problem. So we have to understand this going back to our Simon Rabosai, Simon Peches, Sif Aleph, and look at the Yad Avraham over there. Yad Avraham is a classical Mefarish on the Yoreh Deh. Peches, Sif Aleph. Let's go. Peches if Aleph. Okay. Let's read the Shulchan Aruch one more time. And let's see what the Yad Avraham has to say. He has a lot to say on this. A lot to say. And we'll see what we can accomplish. Not everything, but we'll see a little bit. That's what it says over here in the Shulchan Aruch. Take a look in the Yad Avraham. Everyone has it. It's right there. You all have it on your page. Sarachion, the lo koy ay time of b'shas reish perikol abosar. The have gzeira the gzeira. The chilas of gufa gzeira midrabbanik moshakos the reish shemim peizayin. Find a nekev and digs the gzeira. What halos of oto achiloso and achiloso oto b'sar behema can't be. And the masid the gazvina and halos of. Otu ha'loas behemah betoch ilfus rishin tabi yisad naraisa because of a rashi b'toras ha'bayis the nirat bartanura toisvis yantif and the mechab is against everybody except the Rambam. Yeah. Hashkosev ha'taz ain't a moving. Doesn't understand the taz. Look at taz tadiches. All this we saw. Vanira li'yastayti damayin hate v'shas v'rashi sham yirlei naim. The Gabe Behemo Halov Achilo Achas. The Halo also Haino Achiloso Shiyovo Lo Ochlam Yachat. It's all what is there it's guaranteed to be eaten. The Imlokin Al Kohok and the Fiam Askana have Xero Lexero. Rabosa, even otherwise according to Maskana, it's still going to be a Xero Lexero. Look at Lecha Mishnah, Rav Sorachini, he says if it takes Xero Lexero. The Gazrinan Halos Oph Otto Alohas Behemo. Valos behema gufa exera otu achiloso. The leka lemeimar, what I told you before. The leka lemeimar, the halos behema betoch ilfus rishin, he gufa is a daraisa, shemavasha basa becholov, umishim hochi gazvina halos of otu los behema. That's how I thought, Pshat and Rashi. Zeheno! Why is that eno? Shere the das ha mechabes bin pezayin sifdal lo gazvina shim gzera to bishul, as the shach says in sifka on zayin. I could handle that and say, once you place the cheese in the schnitzel pan, so it's basa b'chol of the rice, and you're going to eat it. But okay. Ela muchrach loma da halo hainu achilo. Shekeshebo ligzer al achilo ro. Shem lo yigzeru al halo. Lo tiakiyam the gzeres da achilo. Vakol rak koda choda gzera. Chiagav na isa bekama duchti. And the Rabbi Magid is scribing the Mashiach Safdi. Let's get to Lecha Mishnah. Oh. He wants to pshat the Shulchan Aruch that way. Also, the halos shlo yavo liochlem yachad. What does that mean? That halos and achilas one. Once halos and achilas one, it's one simple gzeira. Of the behema. That's a major chiddush. Ain't gzera l'gzera. She gazvina halav v'achila the oaf, otu halav v'achila the behema. Maybe that's what the Taz means. That's a very big chiddush over here in the Sefer Yad Avraham. Interesting chiddush. Oh, that's the case. We understand very well. Why Oph of Gvila Nechol of Apikorin, whatever Apikorin means, you don't have to wait 6 hours, or whatever. Nothing to do with our case. Our case is unique. Halav Achila Achas. They're not discussing halal at all. Rabbosai, I have to tell you that there is a major question, as you know already. Yes, sir.
How can the Yad Avraham say that halal and achila is the same thing if the Mishnah Kutal and Bains makes a distinction between halal and achila?
No, there is a distinction, but he's not saying that it means the same thing physically. He's saying halachically. We pass in halacha that halal is such a come on to achila that we consider it as one. But it's not, it doesn't mean it's really the same. Of course not. It doesn't mean it means mamash the same. You're 100% right. The equivalent, lalo. Now, Rabbosai, psar of pecholav, is it the raisa, is it the rabbonon? We went through this a few times already. Psar of pecholav, is it the raisa, or is it the rabbonon? Machlek, that's a good answer to give. It's an excellent answer to give. Amrav Yosef, end of kufdalmanav, shmaminav, psar of pecholav, the raisa. That's of Yosef's opinion. Abaye says no. Abaye disagrees on Kufta Alim and Beitz. So Machlokes Amoroim Rabosai. Maybe it's Tzarov B'chol V'zdaraisa, maybe it's Rabbonah. It's not completely clear. So what's amazing is in our sugya, the crazy Uplesi says at the last Gemara before the Mishnah, which Rashi explains to me to be, it's not a gzeira the gzeira, it's only one gzeira, it's only going according to the opinion of Rav Yosef. Psarof b'cholav is d'oraisa. Psarof b'cholav is d'oraisa. Don't put it on the table. Worst case, eat it together to Rabbanan. No! It's a gzeira straight. You put it on the table, next thing you know, you put it into the pan. Pans full of salami, and this here you have butter. Oy, oy, oy. Disaster. That is considered to be one straightforward zero. That's how Rashi can explain the fear of Yosef. However, Rabosai, we don't paskin like Rav Yosef. We paskin b'sarof b'cholov is midirabona. What b'sarof b'cholov is rabona? You have no alternative but to say what? Zero the zero. So the Rambam is not against the Gemara. Kashmir, the Rambam is against the Gemara. Pashup Shad. So the Lechem Mishnah said, no, the Rambam reinterpreted the Gemara to mean that it means Xera Lexera. Crazy says, no, you're right. The Gemara means its words, it's Xera, Otu Ilfas Rishon, that's fine. That's the Mandi Omar, that Besarov Pachol is Doraisa. So you can get away with one Xera if it is Otu Ilfas Rishon. But we pass in the Halacha. You can have absolutely no choice but to assume that's a gzeira the gzeira. So again, the Gemara is against the Rambam. You better believe it's against the Rambam. It's a crazy place. The Gemara is going to have Yosef, Sarov v'chol v'zda rais, so we pass the Rabbanon. So you have no choice to say gzeira the gzeira. It's just not going to add up. It could be gzeira the gzeira the gzeira. Count them, doesn't make a damage. How many? You have to have it in this case, again, for the reason we mentioned earlier. Lo bodol minei. You can easily make a mistake. It's common. Whatever. The reasons which we gave a little bit earlier. Okay, Rabbosai, so we've had sort of three pshatim. Either you learn it's a gzeira, you're going to put it directly onto the again, according to Shitas Rashi, it's one gzeira. You have it, you're going to put it directly into the schnitzel, into the pan which has basar behema in it. One big zera. Ramsim says gzeira l'gzeira. So lechemish is yenech enami. It's gzeira l'gzeira. Yad Avraham said no. Halon achila is one. So if it's only considered to be one gzeira, you put it on the table as if you ate it because it goes one together. Lest you do it with b'sar behema, and there's an illustration. It's the equivalent of one. And the crazy place says no. It's gzeira l'gzeira straightforwardly. I think most of it can't be that way. No, the Gemara goes according to Rav Yosef, he passed like a bayah. Yes, sir.
The gezera for eating milk and chicken together, how is that gezera phrased? Like, is it because that the chicken's like meat almost?
Well, we said before, the Rambam had a long arichas about it. The reason the Chazal asked chicken is people will confuse chicken with meat, and they'll say, chicken is mutter, meat is mutter, I the holy Torah says bechalev. You know, you're only if it's own milk. That adds the chance of the mistake. People are familiar with the Torah Shebichsav. Even in this room, people are familiar with the Torah Shebichsav. Right? Kavachom in those generations. Oh, they'll see a guy, he takes chicken and he cooks it in milk. What's going on over here? Oh, I'll tell you why. There's no milk in a chicken. It's only bechalev imo. But if it's so, therefore, by the same token, he could take a cow's meat and also cook it in milk. As long as it's not the mother's milk. That's a person to make a mistake because he that mistake is leads you to say we have to ask everything.
So according to that, then why can't I say that the Rabban were gozer like Cain daraisa, and therefore they asked? Oh no,
let's leave it for the moment. We'll come back to it. We had a fourth teretz b'neder a little bit later on, maybe even today. If you look at the words of Rashi HaKadosh, Rashi is a very unusual phrase, Rav Osai, on Kuf Gimel Beis. The last line of Kuf Gimel Beis of Rashi is very unusual. Vasul Lahalos, Dilma Osi Lemechlinu Ki Hadodi, and Rashi adds, Tekonagi Ubali Mehadodi, V'yaf Agav Shemutu Lechol Boser Achagvino Kanamina Begumar. Whoa! What did Rashi say, Rav Osai? You mean to tell me a guy's going to make a sandwich with cheese and salami? How about say in this room? Is there anybody in this room who even dream of making a sandwich of cheese and salami? Nobody. Nobody. We're so careful about that. Rashi, we're not worried about that. This is what we're worried about. We're worried. What are we worried about? I have cheese, and I touch the cheese. I'm going to have a saying of your day, Rabbi Osai. Touch the cheese. We don't have forks and knives. Forks and knives are different. It's a new invention. The post will talk about if you eat with a fork, maybe different. I kid you not. But the thing is that he's using his hands. His hands on the cheese. Since Rabbi Osai said, no one taking a camera. By a show of hands, no one's going to see. Who is willing to admit that they hold American cheese with their hands? Baruch Hashem, some of you are honest. Okay, Baruch Hashem. So it happens all the time. Then he's going to have his salami sandwich, and you know, he'll put his hands and take the salami out of the pack there, put it on the bread. Rebbeinu shel olam, that's a milch of the salami, because he has the grime, the slime, the whatever you want to call it, the grease from the cheese, and it fell on the salami. You accuse me of busting the chum? You think I have an apple curse? I'm not from. I got a salami sandwich, pure salami, my dear friend. Pure salami, but look, yeah, I see there's some kind of what is that over there? That I don't know what that is. Some slime, some kind of hamina gavina asher amati lecha lo sala shulchan. Look, oh, that's the problem. That's what Rashi says. A whole new pshat in Rashi. Everyone with me so far? This is Rashi Shita. No one's gonna eat salami with cheese. Come on, are you kidding? But his hands will be greasy from one, they'll go on the other. That's a Pashup Shat, and what the words, in these words of Rashi. Oh. Rabbi, oh. Take a look at Rashi on Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. Rashi Lishitas. On the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, we're only worried about Shulchan She'ochalov, not Shulchan She'sodalov Satapsha. If it's the eating table, yes. The serving table in the kitchen somewhere, you're preparing the food. Not Zop Rashi and the Mishnah. The Shulchan She'ochal Olav. The Aydi the Memashmashi Beyoda Osi Lasnuchi Zeh Gabezeh. Here we go again. You're going to touch with your hands, your fingers, and it's going to be one on top of the other. Because it's going to be the grease from your fingers on top of the other kind. It's going to be a salami sandwich, all right, but there's going to be grease and cheese on it. This is Rashi both on Kuf Gimel Amud Beis and Rashi on Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. If this is the case, if this is the pshat in the Rashi, we're both side, and Rashi on Kuf Dalet, what did he say? Let's read the Rashi again carefully. The Aydi the Mamash Rashi Biyoda Osi Le'asnuchi Zeh Al Gabi Zeh, which could be read to mean that your hands are touching, and therefore one touches the other. It's things of this nature, so it's grease one and the other. That's what it means. If that's the case. That if this is the case, we both said there's one word in Rashi which is lav dafka. What's that word? Bali. Rashi and Kugimu. But Bali, it actually absorbs it. It's surface grease. So according to this pshat, and this pshat is not my pshat. It's not my pshat. I tell you where the pshat comes from. The pshat comes from the biurim, or the author of Bali HaShulchan. Yesterday we copied a page. I can't copy the whole sefer for you. But if you look at the biurim in Simen Peches, opening paragraph, Afilu Basal, etc., etc., he says this pshat, that Rashi says this way. Okay? Rashi says this way. And he says over here, 1 second. Umashakosav Rashi, the Bali Me'adadi, the third wide line on page Membeis. Nira Lav Dafka Naka Lashem Blia. And what's Aloma Shi Dobek Me'echa Lachaveiro. That's a big Kiddush in Bali and Biurim. And I was going to agree with him. But he says, look, it's just touching the other. Belia's lavdak, it's going to be stuck. Yidabek. Who argues with Rashi? He says, the Ran. The Ran usually quotes Rashi. Whenever the Ran, as a matter of fact, in the new Rans, some of you have the new Osvada Rans, when he quotes Rashi, what do they do with it? You ever notice that, what they do? They bolded it. They bolded it. If you look in the... Try to save you some time. I noticed already. I read this in Rashi. So they bold it, so you can skip it. Don't you dare. Go on. So Chazal was in Rashi. But for those who have a short of time, well, it's bolded. It's already, we read this in Rashi the first time. Take a look at both saying in the Ran here at the beginning of Parakol HaBasa. Take a look in the Ran. So where the word va'asur is found, it's on page Kuf Zayin in my print. It's big bold letters va'asur. Va'asur lahal, I think it's Lamed Zayin in the just going over from Lamed Vavam and Beis Lamed Zayin and Aleph in the old print. Va'asur lahal is basur magvina al shulchan chutz mibsar adogim v'chagavim. Why? Bold, big and bold. Dilma osi lemichlinu bahadi hadadi. What did the Ran omit? Right. He left at the last ever Rashi. Rashi said those words, that's true. Right? It's the Rashi, not the whole Rashi. Dilma Osuf Hadadi. And Rashi adds five words. The Konagi Ubali Mehadadi. The Ran left it out. Yes?
Between those.
I go, Satsuna where?
We
are on the Ran?
No, on Kukil on this. In Rashi.
Ki Hadadi, Tess. Whoa. Can you imagine that? Wow, different yourselves. I didn't even pay attention. Wow. Good. Okay. I'm going to give you the gifts that we have. Very nice. This is different gifts than those of other. Okay. The Ran left it out. Rabosai. The Ran left it out over here at Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, Rabosai. And when it comes to the Shulchan Shesodin Olav, Rashi was saying that Ochon Olav is different than Sodin Olav. Why? Because you have the dirty hands in the Shulchan Sheochon Olav, which does not apply to Shulchan Shesodin Olav. So Rashi, what did the Ran say? Same page Kuf Zayin, or page Lamed Zayin. For Shulchan Sheochon Olav, Shem De'ika Lamechash Bei Shelo Yovo LaOchlon Kiachas. Wow. What Rashi thought is absolutely unthinkable. That a guy has to make a sandwich of salami with cheese. The Ran says, you better believe it, Rashi. Can't happen. It can't happen here. And don't talk with the schmutz of your hands, with this. No. You need it to get. And the Shulchan Aruch told him, no one's eating anything. That's why. So the Ran left out, the Birum points out, the idea of the hands being dirty. Both in Kuf Gimel where Rashi quoted, as well as on Kuf Dalet where Rashi quoted. Oh. Rabosai opened your Shulchan Aruch to the Taz Simen Peches Sivkotin base. And the prima got him there, halfway down. The prima got him in Mishpat Zalzov, halfway down to the cotton base. Cost of a shut base Yaakov, Simeon base. I'm not sure what shut base Yaakov. The mi sha'achal basa, shetzarech lishos sheish shos. Whoa. Who started that sugya? Who started the sugya? Who started the sugya of waiting after meat? He didn't even start the sugya yet. We should really be in that sugya by now. Does it say in Talmud Bavli have to wait 6 hours? Nowhere in Talmud Bavli. Rashi. No. Tosfos. No. Rosh. Who's the one that said 6 hours? Rambam. But that's, we all know, every yid knows 6 hours. Now, I don't know where you got it from, but yeah. Suda la suda, so that's what Ram said, is 6 hours, right? Good. Lo yeshev etzel mi she'ochel gvina shema yoshit lo. Hear what's going on? I'm what we call, forgive my Yiddish expression, is any spartan here? I don't know what you call yourself. We call it fleshiks. When I wait, what do you call yourself when you have to wait 6 hours? You call yourself Bisari? Yeah, Bisari. Okay. So we use the Yiddish. Flesh is Yiddish for basar. In English it's called meat. Can you say in English, I'm meat? You say, I'm dead meat. Yeah, that way you get an expression in English. But I'm meat? I'm meaty? Somebody doesn't ring. They say, I can't eat milk for 6 hours, I'm meat. Okay, but I've said this expression, I'm fleshik. Everyone knows what that means. It's a Yiddish expression of such a... I'm fleshik. Okay, so I'm fleshik, everyone knows what I mean, I have to wait 6 hours. Says the holy Beis Yaakov, I shouldn't sit next to someone eating cheese. Fleshik. Shema yoshit lo. For Raya Michulin should be the Avavim and Beis, Eishas Chover. People are not so careful about this. You can be fleshik, you know. You sit down to your friend. Your friend's eating milchik. I eishes chover vavam and beis. Rashi toisus ein raya. Shasukin b'malachton chashina duma minshi. The person has a woman is tochenes. She's grinding grain. She's afraid you shall eat grain which is prohibited from the next table over. You're not afraid. He's not doing any work. He's going to remember. Number two, isn't it amazing? If you want to make a gzera Beis Yaakov, I mean, that's unbelievable. Is there anybody in this room who holds the Beis Yaakov? So when you're fleshik, you don't even sit next to anyone else eating milchik. Is anybody in this room who holds that way? Baruch Hashem, we all found the prima gun. We don't make this gzeira, even though it's quoted halacha by the people, like quotes the shashita, and holds that way. Holds that way. You don't pass in that way. Fine. It's interesting that both sides take a look in the Yad Ephraim. Yad Ephraim, by Ephraim Zalman Magolius, has a lot to say here as well. The Yad Ephraim. You all have it? For some reason, the Yad Ephraim was zoicha to be printed separately here, even on the side of my Gemara. It's not part of the Oseh Mefarshim. It's quoted separately, the Yad Ephraim. So the Yad Ephraim has the Yisod over here. You only make a gzera what we call Bishas Achila. When a person is eating, when a person is not eating, I'm just sitting next to you. You're eating milchik, and I'm fleshik. Doesn't matter. We never made such a gzera. There's no such thing. Such a gzera was never made. Oh. Towards the end, v'nireh. Shemi she'ochel basar is fleshik. Mutar lo lasok b'machol echol v'gvina. My wife does this all the time. No? She just had a fleshik meal, and now she's preparing for the next, which is milchiks. Ah, but she can't eat meat and milk for 6 hours. It doesn't matter. V'lo chashina d'lma'osu l'mecha minei im ein derech shamis asek l'taken ha-macholim yocha mimenu b'shas ha-tikun. But apparently in that kind of a case where the misasek derech ha-misasek l'ochol yocha b'tat, then you would make a gzera. And he quotes a gemara p'socha. V'hod p'socha dafir alf Armin and the Rabbanan who atzma machaser all of the sofa. Mashma. Dilav achimodi with the Rabbuda the Bedava Shuasu Bo. Kazvina Shemyosha the Piv. Kamosha Kosav Rashi Sham in Psochim. We're afraid that if you're busy tumbling with this food, you're going to put it in your mouth. Mikomakom nire. The Davka Bedava Shah Regilus he. Lif Omen Bishasa Asek. Who toiv lechol viochum yamasha osik bo. Aber bedover shein daka bekach lo gazrinon. If you don't normally snack from it, lo gazrinon. Lo gazrinon. Now. The question is, Rabosai, what must you actually do to create a problem? So I saw in the Sefer of the Biurim, he's medayek from the Lashon of the Yad Ephraim. It's only a problem if you're actually going to swallow it. Let's see together. Lochashina dilma osi lemechel minei. Lemechel, he understands, means to what? To actually eat it, to swallow it. But what will happen if the person may come to what we'll call in our language, taste it? Right? The balabosta has to know if it's sweet enough, salty enough, just taste it. And she won't swallow it. He suggests, you get an impression from here, that it's mutter. I wasn't so sure where he got it from. There's a whole shtickle Torah based on that. I wasn't so sure where he got it from. I saw in the Shulchan Aruch HaMavur, by the old one in the back, they assumed that way. Even Lito, even just to taste it, if you spit it out, would be a potential problem. So now, Rabosai, we come to discuss Akasha, which I'm surprised that nobody in this room asked me. We learned the Mishnah a few minutes ago. I'm going to read the Mishnah one more time and see who's going to jump up first to ask the Akasha. I'm sure some of them are going to get it. Only question, who? Who will ask the question first? Prize. Look at the Mishnah, Rabosai. I'm going to read you, Rabosai. I'm reading you Two and a half lines. Kol ha-basar kubkilom ha-beis. Kol ha-basar osu levashu b'cholov chutz mipsar dogem v'chagovin. Vi osu lehalos imagvina ala shulchan chutz mipsar dogem v'chagovin. What's the question? No, that's a good question. That's not the question I'm asking. Hope it's not found here at all. I have a better question. No? What's the question? Yeah? The question not from Arminic. The text. Is it? Yes?
They seem to both be on the same level?
No. A textual question. No. Come on, guys. Look in the text. It's only three lines. Study the text carefully, and something should jump out at you. Something is unusual. Everybody say, come on. Yeah? No. Yes. Gdima. Who's that? Gdima. What does that mean? What's the question back?
It says Gdima, not
That's it! Ooh. The veteran asked, the veteran, the big veterans come through in the clutch. Rebbeinu Shel Olam! Kol ha-basar osu levashu b'cholov chutz mipsar dogem v'chagov. That's the ratio. For osu lehalos imagvina l'shul. Why did it say imacholov? What a great kasha. How come no one else thought of that kasha besides Binyamin? What do you say?
Rashi addresses that.
We said before that Rashi's worried your greasy hands are going to touch from the cheese to the salami. Rabbi said, many people admitted that they put their hands on the cheese. Who in this room puts his hands, his fingers, into a cup of milk. The little kids may do that, but no one, present company excluded. No one in this room would stick their fingers into a cup of milk. Oh. No one's willing to say that he does it. We don't do that, right? We really don't. Okay? Open to the Rashash. Open to the Rashash at the beginning of the parable. In the Yalkut, the Rashash is his own Makom Mechubar on the bottom. At least in the ones that we have. It's page Nun Zayin in the Oz Vahara, Yalkut Mefarshim. In the old Gemara, the Rashash is his own, it's all by himself, after the Marsha. But all those, also the Halos, the Magbin al Shulchan, on the Mishnah. The Chori Pole, Madua Shavik Lishna de Cholov, the Pasach Bey, Vugamkin Lishna de Kro, Bachale Vimo, Vinok and Hocha Gvina, Repaini Shalalam. Why did it say Gvina? Why did it just conclude with what? With Cholov? So the Mefarshim suggests your teretz. According to Rashi, it can't say Cholov. It has to say Gvina. Meridik. This is what the Bali HaShulchan says, your teretz. Okay. But the Rashash, unfortunately for you, didn't give you a teretz. Gave a different teretz. That's what he said. V'lule de mistapina. If I weren't afraid to say this, he said anyway. If I weren't afraid to say it, look what he says, amazing chiddush. Hayisi Omer, the bedavka nokat gvin. The ilu cholov shehu nozli. What's nozli mean? Liquid. Vein mal and also elabikli. Can't believe you don't spill milk on the table. Has to be in a receptacle, in a cup. Lo havi kein tfisa achas de lekamon kuv zayin and bezin tos. We'll get to that later on. And no gzeh. Tani Igra, come on, Kuvdal, get to soon. Ofu Gvina Necholab Apikoran, Bedavka Nokat Gvina, Fid the Necheles Biodayim, who the Daikina Mino, Hobosalo, Tender the boy in the Tilis Adayim, between touching cheese and touching red meat. Avol Cholov, Diadekli, Afilib Bosser, Lo boy in the Tilas Yadayim. And the Tila Shadayim is one of the requirements in the Sukkah later on. V'chein reisi b'shem ha-prichodosh, catch this now. The ochel b'magrefa, what's a magrefa really? Fork. It's a fork. What? A fork? It's a newfangled device. Ein tzorach netilas yadayim. You don't need netilas yadayim, Rabosai, when it comes to someone who's eating with a fork. And you get an impression from the earlier part of the Rashash that the entire restriction of our Mishnah of not being on the same table is limited to a case where it's Gvina, would not apply to Cholov. Pilei ploim mamish. You know who passed this way, really? Really? He said, if I wouldn't be afraid. The Aruch HaShulchan, Sivav, Paskins this way. Aruch HaShulchan, believe it or not, Paskins, the chumrah of our of having on the same table is meat and cheese, not meat and milk. Od nearly, the davka gvina maskina on shom, the boy kinuach va'adocha. It's the next sugi about putting some bread in your mouth to get rid of some of the film and maybe rinsing it out with water to get rid of other piece of dirt. Show mudbak v'chanichai ben ashinayim. Because the cheese gets stuck between the teeth and it's in the gums. It's not enough just to rinse your mouth. You need kinuach as well to wipe the things away from your mouth. Ama b'cholov, sagi b'hadocha l'chuda. Milk is milk. You just take a rinse out of your mouth. It's gone. He's a kulos niflos in the Rashash. Kulos niflos. I saw Rabbi Osai in the new Gemaras, the Masifta Gemaras. They quote Hagoyin Rav Yashiv Zatzah in his Ha'oras and Masech Tuchul. He didn't write that sefer. He used to give a shiur for many, many years And after they started printing it, it's Haaretz. It was called Haaretz. Because the Rashash is wrong. Why is the Rashash wrong? Don't tell me, Rashash, that the only time it's a gzera, you have a loose piece of cheese and a loose piece of salami, and there's no kalim, they made a gzera. I'll bring it to against them before the Gemara. The Gemara says, Shema Yalein Be'ilfis Rishon. An ilfis is a pan. An ilfis is a pan. You see, they make gzeris, Rabbi Osai, even if the food is in a pan. Rabbi Osai, if you were the Rashash, and you came back to this world, and Rabbi Yashav asked this kasha, what would you answer? Yeah. So? I hear. What would you say?
They're different. They serve different purposes. The pot is where you cook it in, and a fork you're
not a fork, but something, cup of milk.
I mean, still, you're not touching the milk.
Let me say what maybe Moshe means. Milk can only be in a kli. You can't drink milk without a kli. It's impossible. It's a spill over the place. Go on the floor in a second. Maybe the Rashash was make it only by cholov, because cholov can only be in a kli. Contrast that to a piece of schnitzel, which could be in a kli, and could be not in a kli. I've seen many people, and they're grilling schnitzel. There is no kli. It's on there, and they just take a fork, and sometimes people take a toothpick, and sometimes I won't say, meaning I'm saying to be Yodenu. Rabbi Sai, Shiva Bachem are no exception. Maybe they're even, I don't want to say more than that. Yeah? Yeah? So therefore, even if it happens to be in a kli right now, but it didn't have to be in a kli, it could be loose. That's how I would have answered the kasha of Rabbi Yoshev Zatzal against the Rashash. Or you could say, wait a minute. And it's in a kli, that in and of itself is not enough. In a kli means, as I told you before, you don't put your hands in that kli. No one in this room admits to ever having placed his hand into a cup of milk.
What about Dunkin' Donuts?
I know there's a store called Dunkin' Donuts, Rabbi Say. I'm aware of the existence of a store. Dunkin' Donuts. I think to properly dunk the donut, you're supposed to hold the donut on top, have the donut go into the coffee, but the hand should be above. Am I correct or incorrect?
But eventually there's not enough donut.
Not enough donut left. So Rabbi says that the Rashash is gone. Forget the Rashash. The Rashash is pre-Dunkin' Donuts. What did I tell you? I don't advise you to go in there. It's trans fats there. So the mayor's going to ask for it one of these days. But anyway. Yeah. That's a problem. I thought about that myself a little bit, but I thought that you wouldn't bring it up, so I wasn't about to. But okay, if you tell me, I don't dunk donuts in anything, but if you tell me that you dunk it, and you actually put your hand in it, okay, I don't know, I'm speechless. I don't know what to say about this. I may have to, but back to our thing. But assuming in the old days, anyway, you would never put your hand in milk. But, you have an infiltration. Very good. I have some schnitzel. It's in a pan. I put the pan on one of those little things they call a trivet that shouldn't damage the table. And the pan is sitting there. And I want some schnitzel, and I'm hungry for schnitzel. And for some reason, all the forks are not around. So my guess is that there'll be at least one person in this room who will be willing to admit that he needs a piece of schnitzel, a small little piece. I don't want any knife. I'll put my hand in the pan and take out the schnitzel. Doggies. Can I imagine a dog? I've seen these doggies. Have you heard of dog? Who's ever heard of doggies in this room? They have all these things that it's chicken, it's fried stuff. They're bite size. Put it in a pan. Yeah. Huh? You want my hands full of the grease of the cheese? That's the second answer to Rabbi Yosha's kasha. Maybe it's in a kli, but it's the kind of kli you'll put your hand in, as opposed to milk. Where before Dunkin' Donuts, anyway, you wouldn't do it. Yeah.
There's like grease, like a film coming off the cheese. Is that real cheese?
The film of the cheese is cheese. You better believe it. Sure. So Rabbi Yosha's Zatzal turns it around. He says, you know why it says in the Mishnah Gvina, not the Torah means Gvina, but not Chalav. Even Gvina. Had it not said that, you would have thought the only time the Gzera applies is only by Chalav. Why only by Chalav? It's the Mefurash Gemara and Shabbos Daf Yudalit. A typical individual drinks in the middle of the meal. So you drink in the middle of the meal, so one of the most common drinks is milk. We're afraid you're going to drink milk together with your meal, you're having meat, you're having milk. It's a big problem. However, Rabbi Osai, in the olden days, they didn't have five-course dinners. I have one course. My course is either cheese and my course is salami. One or the other. It's not going to happen together. What do you think? I'm Gargaron. I'll have one or the other. Kamash Malon. They were afraid, either according to the Ran, you will have to eat them both together in a joint sandwich. Or we're afraid if the grease on your hands. That's a chiddush. But milk is more obvious to be goes there because the average person drinks it. It's Pergamon Shabbos Yadalit in the middle of a meal. Similarly, Rabbi Osai, they quote the Teferes Yaakov, one of the classical commentaries on the Masechta Chulin. You would have thought the gzeira is only by milk. You know why? Because milk spills. As the expression goes, you don't cry over spilled milk. That means milk spills. That's by definition. But it spills. So you're afraid the milk is going to spill on the meat. But cheese doesn't spill. Kamash Malon even goes there on cheese. That's the Ferris Yaakov's terrace. I want to get my own terrace along these lines. Milk, Rabbi Osai, is a liquid. And if you cook the meat in the milk, it's an Issa D'Oraisa. Rabbi Osai of Bishl Basar B'Cholav, you eat it, it's Achilas Basar B'Cholav HaMavushal. However, cheese, you can't cook cheese. Maybe you can fry cheese, roast cheese, can't cook cheese. Therefore, you might have thought, Rabbi Osai, that it's impossible for there to be any Dim D'Oraisa over here because it can't have a Bishl. So therefore, there's nothing wrong with having the cheese and the meat on the same table. Kamash Malon. One of two things. Kamash Malon, that Sli and Tigun is the Raisa. Or Kamash Malon, that it's upset. Gzeira de Rabbah, Gzeira de Gzeira. It's interesting. I saw the Aruch HaShulchan here in Sifhei gives a fourth teretz to the Rambam. The Rambam, if you recall, said it's Gzeira de Gzeira. So it seems. The Gemara seems to say it's not Gzeira de Gzeira. So we had three teretz until now. The Lechemish is the Gemara basically is Gzeira de Gzeira in this case because it's very Matsui, etc., etc. Then we had the Yad Avram, Halav Vachilas 1, and the beautiful, brilliant, crazy Uplesi. And the Gemara goes according to the Madam offers Doraisa so we can get away with only one Gzeira. We'll offer the Rabbonin, so it has to be Gzeira de Gzeira. Aruch HaShulchan has his own teretz. An interesting, fascinating answer. He says like this, look in Tosfos over here on the Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. Give a look. Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. Give a look. Rabbi Yossi Hainatana Kama. It's the first line after the mission. Abes Hillel Lo Porich Hainu Tana Kama. The Gemara never asked. Pay and look over the other. Hainu Mishnah Deliel. What does that mean? Beis Hillel says, Lo Ola Velo Nechal. Right? Lo Ola Velo Nechal. Right? That's what it says earlier. V'osu Lahalos Imagvina Ala Shulchan Chutzim Psadogim V'chagovim. But Oph is Osir. Right? So what's new? Beis Hillel is Hainu Tana Kama. What's Tosfos Teretz? Tosfos Teretz is Dachi Pakama. Dovor Zeh Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Ve'ein Zeh Stoma V'chakak Machlokes. The Beis Shammai Machlokes Beis Hillel and the Mishnah. It's a whole new fancy pshat. Out of nowhere. Not the Pashmat. The Aruch HaShulchan calls this pshat a dochak. Here's the Rambam had his own answer. His own answer. His own answer. His own answer. The Gemara before this Mishnah, the Gemara thought, Rabbi Osai, there's no Gzeira. The only man Gzeira Otu with Doraisa And that's why it said Shemiyafa Yala Beilfus Rishon, etc., etc., etc. But once we have the next Mishnah, where Beis Hillel says the whole of Lo Nechal, a whole new world opens up. There is a new concept of a special Gzera of Oath, including within it the Gzera of the Rambam. Separately, it's Matsui, whatever reason it is, that's what the Rambam said. Fascinating. I mentioned to you before when the Bar Yashulchan said that the word Nivla and the last Rashi Kuf, Gimla Beis, is Lav Dafka, not everyone agrees. I'd like you to turn in the back, please, to the Maharam. The Maharam? Maharam is Maharam Lublin. He comments on the Rashi. Kuf Gimel Lamed Beis. The very first Maram in the Perek. It's page Kuf Yutes in our print. Quotes Rashi. The Ma'os the Mechlinu Kiyadani V'Kodnagi V'Bali. Nira the cause of Cain, Bali. Mishum Da'afilu Osi L'Mechlinu B'Hadadi. Like he said, the Raisa, Elak Shachlon Roseach, Hat, the Bali Mehadodi, the Derech Bishul Asratoro. And if otherwise it would be Exeil Exero. The Kach Kosav, also the Halos, Mishum Dilma, also the Mechlino, but all fun of she, the Kabali Mehadodi, Gonchialos, the Dilfus Roseach, Kadamo, the Kamon, Mishmaitin, Viacha Shabali Mehadodi. So on that, he's saying, yes, Rashi's against Iran. The Iran is only worried about a salami and cheese sandwich. Rashi's worried about eating only one of them. But only one of them, not because they stick together with grime. No. Bali is bedafka. Has to be very hot. So if it's hot, more than yatsa the lettuce bowl, so they can be bliya from one to the other. And that's what we're worried about. So it's beautiful. It's very much like the Bali HaShulchan. Insofar as Rashi is against Iran, he's worried about grime from one to the other. But it's against Bali HaShulchan, because he says it has to be a blia, it has to be hot, otherwise there's no basa b'chol of daraisa, and therefore it would be a gzera l'gzera. And the Rashi hears the shitasa, and our sugya is only worried about a basa b'chol of daraisa, otherwise it's a gzera l'gzera. Fascinating. He's worried about eating even one of them. You look at the Maharam Shif, right here on the bottom, in our print, in the new Gemaras, it's in the same page. You have the old Gemaras, if you look in the back. Maharam Shif, again, the first one of the Perek. Ayadei the osi lemichlinu ki adadi, yanicham yachad bekliyachad, ulif omen bivos roseach, kedemasik, the osi mishum, me vashel, afim eno ochel. How do you like that? He's talking about me vashel. Rashi's worried about eating. The Maram's worried about eating it, even one of them. He's worried about the Yisra of Bish, even in any of them. It's already a problem, Rabosa. It's already a problem. Oh. So now, we had this fascinating kakula of the Rashash, that the Rashash said that it's only a problem that comes to Gvina, not a problem that comes to Cholov. So we had suggested Cholov. Cholov can be one of two things. Cholov could be in an open cup. And cholov can also be in what? In a new closed bottle or carton or jar. That's even more lenient. Take a look at Rabosai in the Yad Avram. But again, I thought Yad Avram was a lot to say. Yad Avram, Simon Peches. Let's take a look. We read one Yad Avram. There are actually three of them. We'll skip the second. We'll go to the third. Av b'shulchan shesoder olav atavshil mutelitein zebis hazeh uvemishto daf kuf dalem et beiz misayim ve'eno choshesh mashma lehedya daf filu lechatchila shari before shemish. Tzorech lomar demayri shehem mechusim. It's covered. Im heim megulim asa lechatchila kama shakasav sim and sadi hey sif hey vav vahago the asa laniach kad shel basar etzal kad shel chalav the shema yipol mizeh lizeh. Wow, let's take a look and see it inside. In Simon Sadi Hey Sivov. Just for a minute. Simon Sadi Hey Sivov. Mutalitin Batok Teva. Kat Shel Basar. Eitel Kat Shel Chalav. Ramah. V'yesh machmirin l'chatchila. Zok t'shach davka b'megulin k'bo b'sifhei b'hagah. Because Hagos Ashri, Perek Ches, Malam and Beis, if you have a chance. Kelim megulim. Okay, so if you have two open kelim, you shouldn't be putting them one next to the other for fear that one's going to fall into the other. That's a Shulchan Rabosai. Now, comes the Yad Avraham. Let's chazer again. Back to the Yad Avraham. Ayin Shem B'Shach. Yeah. And the Ran says, Uvavad Shem Nogin Zebazet. Oh. So Rabosai, look what comes now. Pashtas Rabosai. The Mishnah draws a distinction between a kli she'ochem alav and a kli she'sodrin alav. Correct? So a kli she'sodrin alav is asur rabosai lechatchila. Asur lechatchila. Now, that gives an impression that a kli she'ochem alav, forget about it. Everything is asur. Even a kli mechusa kavachomer a kli megula, forget about it. So from this Simon Sadihe, as it's called by the Yad Avraham, sounds like a raya berura against whom? The Rashash. Against the Rashash. Yes.
Isn't there a big difference between what we're talking about here and then Sadihe over there was talking about putting it into a box? It seems like you're not going to be moving it right away when you're sodar on something. It's not going to be staying there for very long. Besides the fact that Rashash was talking about a case where two people are eating together, not necessarily
good point. Comparable. Try to defend the Rashash. I love defenders of the Rashash. But the truth is, I don't think anyone accepts his Chiddush La'alocha L'maisa. Even though it's a very nice Shtikul Torah, and the Kasha which Ben asked about Cholav and Gavina, we had other answers, but to say La'alocha L'maisa, it's actually mutter to put a cup of milk on the same table as you're eating your meat sandwich, don't do it. Rabosai, don't do it. Don't rely on Rashash for this. Don't rely. Please don't do it. I want to remind you before the shiur ends, Wednesday at 12 o'clock is a shiur lunch. Please email Dovi if you're coming or not. You have to order the proper amount of food to see out of the Shemaya. But the show goes on with shiur regular time no matter what. Tomorrow at 1 o'clock and Tuesday, Wednesday 1 o'clock. I'd like, if I can, I told you at the beginning of the shiur today, to finish Simon Peches in 2 days. It's a whole pesach in 2 weeks. I'm going to try to finish it at the end of tomorrow. I start pay test within 6 hours, all that stuff. If you can, on Wednesday shiur. But yeah, believe that.